only four lines in the bottom of the Zayin Amud Aleph, Esay Abaya. So Rabbi Yosef came along and said that the reason why these are not considered a chatzitza is because when she puts it on, the reason why Rav Huna came along and said that we're not talking about a case where she had these things around her neck, because she doesn't, they don't put it around the neck too tight. Quotes a Bryce, Abonus Yotz is Bechutin Shebazneyan, Abolay Bechavokim Shebetzavarayan. Actually, I think it's a Mishnah later on. The girls are allowed to go out on Shabbos. When they would pierce their ears, they would put threads through to keep the hole open. So they're allowed to go out with those little pieces of thread in the ear. That's not considered a chitzah. That's part of the considered a tasha to they would wear them. They would make them, I guess, look nice while they were keeping their ear, the holes open. They can't go out with a type of the tachshit around their neck. And the problem is because it wasn't considered. I mean, it was something they used to wear around the neck, but they used to wear it very tight. So what's the, in other words, the more is assuming that the issue here is going to have to be a tefillah issue. It wasn't something which is pretty that they would take off and show. So the problem is that it was a tefillah issue, that when you should go to the mikvah, you have to take it off. So, but if you tell me that it was loose, so what's the problem? So apparently you see they used to wear them tight. So that's the kasha on this shot over here, on what Rav Yezer is saying. Tam Rabino, Hacha Beketola Askinon, Isha Chaneka Es Atzma, Denicha Lei Shetera Er, or Tira, Kibalas Basar. They would, if you press it against the skin, so the skin around, the area around it looks bigger. So by squeezing in around the neck, so that they would wear tight. So Rashi says, so how do you answer the kasha? So the case before it was chutin. Chutin are very narrow. Something which is narrow and you make it tight, it strangles you. Something which is wider and you make it tight, it doesn't have the same, doesn't leave the same tight, that doesn't strangle a person. Doesn't hurt her. Let's see Rashi.
So they wanted to appear as Balas Basar?
Yes. That was considered pretty once upon a time. I mean, that's just a long time ago. Huh? It used to be in Europe. I mean, you go back 100 years ago in Europe, that, you know, if a woman was skinny, it was a problem for shidduch. Nobody wanted to marry her because that wasn't considered pretty.
They weren't skinny.
Shrei has a joke. He says that I forgot which one of the Jewish comedians used to say. He says, you know, we used to believe that the fatter you were, the healthier you were. My father had delicatessen, and he was so healthy that he couldn't even walk. Okay, well, the chutz is in bottom of the Rashi. Shnatani Hossam. Ela chutz is in Bekalim. So the Mishnah earlier over there said that there's a chitzis by kelim. So it says this is chitzis by human beings. So it said Rabbi Yehuda said that tzemer and sar are not chitzis. The mahadak agav sar, because they don't fit tightly against the hair. Bonus katanis. It's, you know, we talked about the little girls. That's labdavka, little girls, but that's usually who used to wear them. we don't have the gear. Came along Ravuna, Bakulam Barashi Balabalan Shaninu. Lotema Shabarashi Habanois Aratsuas the Chudau Koi, Elachuzanami Koi. So the Rehudas, it said, Chute Tzemer, Chute Pishon, Ratsuas Shabarashi Habanois. So don't think Rashi Habanois is going back on the case of Ratsuas, it's going back on Chute Tzemer, the Chute Pishon, and the Ratsuas, all three. Tamar says, "Lamute Mai, what's he coming to exclude?" Ashminan Ravuna the Chutanami Bereshay Banashin. What is Ravuna coming to tell me? It's referring to the hair, and not what. See, Ilay Malamute Chutin Hakshurim Bitzavor and the Loichaitzi. If he's coming to tell me that the Chutin around the neck are not a chetitza, okay. Well, and which one are you referring to? We spoke about there's Chutay Tzemer. Which one do you tell me? They're not a chesitza by the time. Chutei semer or chutei pishtun? Semer kari rach, v'gabi pishtun, v'gabi sar. Semer out of the three is the softest material. Out of pishtun, out of sar, and out of semer, semer is considered soft. So he's coming to do that. If tzemer agabi kosher, which is tar on the hair, is chetitza agabi rach on the basar, on the soft basar, mi boy, it's me. Habari agabi rach tfeimahad, it's more eva chetitza on the basar. So, how can you tell me it's not a chetitza? She doesn't put them tight around her neck. So she puts them on loosely, so they're not a chassit around the neck. The girl can go up and she doesn't know him. She doesn't show him her neck. They put these little threads there that the hole should remain open. Chavokin anoke ritzuos shenemus habus rechavus. I'm not sure exactly what this thing looked like. A strap which would go around. It wasn't musavus. It wasn't golden or gilded. Rechavus. They were thick. They were wide. The lab of tashit avidan, dumi the chutin shabbos his name. It wasn't a tashit. It was so they would wear it around their neck. Chavak and shloshan kilkuli v'chavak singula lesser by sus. So that was like something which you would tie down the sus. It was something which you would wrap around. So more said, but what's the problem? The problem could only be a problem of chetitza by tevila. According to you, what's the problem? Some more answers. Tell us, Kini. Begad choshev litlis b'tzavara keneged lipa shal yipo mashehu achelas al begadel. This was some type of like a bib which you would wrap around the neck, and it would cover over their chest to catch all the food that it shouldn't get onto the clothing. Yeshem Mokim Shinotzim Ken Shosim Nitzan Simon. It had like a like a drawstring, like you make at the top of your pants. Techabar Ritzur Rechav. You put a wide strap through it. Malolosa Yisavibatz Ritzur, and then that would like you would. Move that you would advance that through the through this drawstring. You put a wide strap, and you could tighten it around the neck. She begad rochav harbe. The begad was quite wide. Kesheres ritzua subavitzavar, and you would tie this ritzua around the neck. She would put it on tight. Besora, but let this would cause her skin to around it to stick out. Tira Bella's bosom, she looked like she had a lot of, she was heavy. Since it was wide and smooth, it wouldn't, in fact, it was tight, wouldn't damage her. Tosfos raises a question, so it comes out the case of Katola. The problem is a chatzitza issue. Tosfos doesn't like it that in the Mishnah, you know, the first part is chatzitza issues. Chutei Tzemer, Chutei Pishon, Ritzua, was hit to Behem. Then talks about the Tosefes and the Savitin, the Kovel, and the Katola. Those seems to be, those are Tachshit. There the issue is that it's a Tachshit, but the person might take off to show somebody. It wasn't a Chatzitza issue. So Tosefes says that Tosefes understands this katola that it was whatever the strap they put it through, it would look was a pretty thing. So there was a problem, even if you'd wear it loosely, there was a problem of takshit that the person might take it off the show. So it makes sense that the Mishnah should list it over there. Even if you would wear it loosely, you still have a problem of wearing it on Shabbos. And the Bryce is saying in the case, discussing a case where she wore it tightly, and that there's a, and that's going to be a problem of chatzitza. Why it's important to know that, I'm not sure why you have to tell me that that's the problem. Tosha says because Adarab, in a case where she's wearing it tight to make her skin project, she doesn't want to take it off. You lose the effect. So you would think now it's mutter. She says, no, now it's also because of the problem of chatzitz. Okay. The more, we're going to go back to this, that we quoted the Mishnah in Mikvos. Yehuda Omer shall tzemer v'shal sar ein chetzim neisha b'mayim boyin behen. So mitzvus of threads of tzemer or of sar can't tie tightly to the hair, and therefore not a problem of chetzitz. Am Yosef Omer Yehuda Mishmol halacha k'rabbi Yehuda we pass like Yehuda v'chutei sar. By the case of chutzim of sar, we pass like Yehuda. So Amalei Abai. So Abai says, if you're passing the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, Nichlal, I should infer from that the pligi that you hold the chachamim argue. So that's why you have to point out that halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the chachamim did not discuss sar. They discussed chutei tzemer, chutei pishin. They discussed mitzuis. They didn't discuss chutim of sar. The person would take hair and wrap it on the hair. That they didn't discuss. So where do you see the Tanakhama's argument? Okay. V'chitem, maybe you'll say, Ilav the Sheminan the Tanakhama, the Arab Chutei Sar, Iunami Lehavi Mari. Maybe you'll say that the reason why you assume that they're arguing is because, I mean, he's responding that back to the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama said, these are chazitas. No, these are not a chazitas. So he's referring back to Chutei Sar because he must have heard from the Tanakhama that Chutei Sar are no good. Maybe that's the pshat. He says, no, it's no raya. Maybe what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is the following. Just like, Kehecha de Medisu li b'chutei Sar, utterly nami b'chutei Tzemer. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda's argument is, listen, Chutei Sar, you agree with me, or not a chatzitza. So, I am arguing to you that I hold the Chutei Tzemer are similar to Chutei Sar. I'm not sure why you need the Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda by Chutei Sar. I have no reason to believe the Chachamim argue on that. Yitzmer Amar Rav Nachman Meshmul Mbaidim Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda by Chutei Sar. And we actually have, Rav Nachman says, that the Chachamim did not argue by Chutei Sar. Tanya Mihachi. Chutei tzemer chutzitzin, chutei sar ein chutzitzin, yehudomer, shel tzemer, b'shel sar ein chutzitzin. So we have support to Abaye's point from Rav Nachman and from a Braisa, excuse me, that Chum do not argue by Sar. The truth is, I can prove it from our mission over here in Masechtas Shabbos. The Tani Yotze Isher B'chudei Sar, Bei Mishalah, Bei Mishal Chaberta. She can use, she can wear Chutim of Sar tied into her hair, whether they're from her own hairs, so they, which match very nicely, and even if it's Mishal Chaberta, which there the Mishnah was dealing with, are we afraid? There's a third possible reason why Chazal were concerned that she would take it off, either because, like we had so far, because it's a chatzitza issue, or because it's someone she wants to show off the show, take off the show. There's a third reason why, because maybe it looks strange. She might, you know, she might laugh at her and she'll take it off. So it talks about a case of a person walking out with only one shoe. So if he has a mak on the other foot, so people will realize why he's only wearing one shoe. But if he only has one shoe, he looks pretty strange. So somebody says, what are you doing with only one shoe? So I'll take off the shoe and carry the shoe. So maybe you think that chutei of somebody else's hair will look strange in her hair. Therefore she would want to take it off, because someone will make fun of it. So that we're not worried about. That's the chiddush over there. But Akuponim, you see that she can go out with chutei tzar. Simon, Ilamer Rabbi Yehuda for the chutei tzar nami. Why is he telling me that for chutei tzar? Chutei tzar also went to the Karn Rabbi Yehuda, not a chutzitza. Allah, Rabbanon, he is going to Rabbanon hold chutei tzar are chutzitza. Shamino, the chutei tzar, le pligi shvamino. But they even the Chum agree that there's no chutzitza issue by chutei tzar. So Rashi. But to me, it's a question. Tanakama, did not discuss Sar. Shmamino, Bissar, Moida. From a Hadaka Bissar. That the hairs do not get tightly, you can't tie them in tight to block the water. They're not a chatzit. So he says, Dilma Had, hide it your Sar. Because in the Rehuda also, what he meant to say was, Kishem Karmelu, Kishem Shatam Boyda Libichutei Sar, or Libichutei Tzemer. He's trying to bolster his argument about Chutei Sar, not a Chatzitza, based on the fact that they agree by Chutei Sar, which the Chum Hol is not comparable. Okay. Where's his lobby to Tepes? She can't go out wearing a Tepes. My tutepis. What is tutepis? The Rav Yosef Chumra saw the ketifta. It was a knot which is a refuah for something called kituf, Rashi says, which is an iron hara shalotishli. So apparently it was some type of a knot that they would wear. I'm not sure exactly where they would wear this knot. Which would be a protection for iron heart. She can't wear that. Abaye says, so to heavy, if that's true, if that's what you're referring to, we know that a kameh mumcha, wearing an amulet, which is a mumcha, which has been proven that it functions, is permitted. Considered something which is there to help the body, so it's not a masui. It's there as some type of protection. So this should be the same thing. Why can't she wear it? Elam Rabbi Yehuda Mishmei Dabaya is apuzainu. Apuzainu is going to be some type of a frontispiece of metal which went on the forehead. Tanya Mihachi. She can go out with her snood, the hair covering, which is gilded, which is pretty. Ubetutefes, ubesarvitin hakavuyim bo. She can go out with the tutefes and the sarvitin attached to it. Or the tutefes alone is osur, but if the tutefes is attached to the Safka, so she's not going to take it off the show because that would mean uncovering her hair. And the same thing with Sarvitin. Ezo to Tefes, Ezo Sarvitin. Where's to Tefes and what Sarvitin? So Rabo, to Tefes is Mekevas Lom Ezen Lo Ezen. It goes across the front, the piece of metal which goes across the front from ear to ear. Sarvitin Hamagin Lo Al Lechayah. The Sarvitin goes down the cheeks also. So those who could afford will make it out of precious metals, the semi-precious metals, silver and gold. The poor people will make a nice strap to go across made out of colored garments. So they have a dyed garment. Can't see Rashi. Chumisa looking to Ketifta. Kesher Shaisin Rufuis Kituf. It's the Kesher which they would make do for Rufuah of Kituf, which is Ayin Ra Shalotishla, which means Ayin Ra, Ayin Ra. Tabiki came with Mukham, Mumkha, the Tani Masnisan, Lobakameh was Munshen Mumkha, Hom Mumkha Shabradami. We said later on that Mumkha, Kweh Mumkha is permitted. Apuzaini, frontal shalzov, it was a front piece of gold. Samchas kupia, which is her hair covering. The shalfale migula roshe, if she would take it off, it would uncover her hair. So that's mutter. Hamakefas is padachas, it goes across the forehead, mikan, mihoz and loisin from one ear to the other. It goes across the top of the head. It comes down on the cheeks of both sides. Something more. Will I be kavul? I'm Rabbiana kavul zeh any day amahu. Not sure what this kavul is. What is my suffix? Do you say ikavul the avletanan? So there was some type of like a they would put a symbol or a seal on the eved's clothing to indicate that he's the eved. That was also referred to as a kavul. You have in Daven Kavli Barzel, which is like shackles. So there was some type of a, so this wasn't an actual shackle, but it was a symbolic shackle in a certain sense that held on. It was a sign of servitude. He would wear this type of a seal on his clothing. That's what we're talking about as Osir. But according to that pshat, that was the usage of the word kavul was used for that. Then this hair cap of woolen hair cap that they used to wear, she used to wear it under the safka, like as a layer under the safka, is going to be mutter. So she's not going to take it off, because to do that she uncovers her hair. Dilma, that's not even limited at all. You can wear that in Shazaram also. Dilma Kipa Shal Tzemer Tanan. It says the word Kavul, it means Kipa Shal Tzemer, because since she has a Savk on top, she can start like pulling out underneath. So they remind to that, Mechotzer, not Shazaram. The Kolshkein, the Kabul, the Avla, the Kabul, which was this. Seal that we put on the Eved's clothing is also not sure which way to understand the Mishnah. Rabbi Avo says Mistaber Kamandomer Kipa Shel Tzemer Tanan. It means Kipa Shel Tzemer. That's what we're talking about. That's what's going to be Osir and Mishus Rab and Kabbal Chama to Kabbal Da'ab and. The Tanya Mihaki, Yotz Isha Bekabul, Ubi Is Tuma Lachotzer. she can wear the kavul and the istama only in a chotzer, not Rosh Hashanah. So that would support what we're saying, that the kippah shel tzemer is usher in Aser in Rishus Rav. Now, we're still not. Well, let's finish off the raya. I mean, it's still maybe we're talking about a shifcha going out wearing this kavul. So it says Rishim Elazar Af beKavul Rishus Rabim. She can go out wearing the kavul Rishus Rabim because Kalamur Rishim Elazar Kol Shulamata Min Asafcha is Yetsin Boy. Someone which goes beneath the Safka, she won't take off the Safka, take it off, because she has to take off the Safka to get it. Someone which goes on top, she can take off as a problem. So we see we're talking about something which is worn under her Safka, under her the hair cover. My istama, what's this thing called istama? Amar Rebbe Avo is Bizyani. My Bizyani. What does that mean? Amar Abaya, Amar Rav, is Kaya Fruchi. So it was something which would catch up. They would braid their hairs, and then you'd always have like a few loose hairs which didn't fit into the braid. And this would sort of wrap or cover over like some type of a hair covering which would cover the flying out. It would literally kayas the end, the fruchi, the flying hairs. So the hairs which flied out, this would cover over the flying hairs. I cannot tell you, I have a real clear picture exactly how, where it was worn. I sort of picture that those hairs being in the back, so somebody was worn in the back, I don't know. Rashi points out that this, what they would use to do this with was made out of a felt. It was like a felt type of a cap or something, which they would wear over there. So, Tarabon, Gimel Dorim Nemru Be'istama, there's three halachas in regards to Istama. Ein Ba Mishum Klai. Number one, it's, Rashi, since it's made out of felt, so it wasn't made into threads, so this sort of climb, the shot is only applies to something which is made into a thread, and so therefore there's no way to climb on it. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi because the Beferish Mishnah and Klayim, which says that to be to climb the rice, it has to be Shua Tavi and Nuz, which is like Rashi says, it has to be combed, and then it has to be made into a thread, and then put, you know, woven to, you know, made into a larger thread. But you know, but the Mishnah says you can't wear levada because even they are shua, they are combed, so they're part of the process already. So chazal asked it. So what do you mean they be mishum klayim? Vanim atamim in the goyim, because by the goyim there's a loch you learn out from klayim. Actually, Rashi points out it has to be shua tavi and nuz. And yet, about Rishus Arabim, and you cannot wear it Rishus Arabim. Chatzur, yes, Rishim and Amr, Af, Ein Bo, Rishim Ataras Kalis. We hadn't said to the Chazal, made a Gzeiran, you can't wear Ataras Kalis. So this. I'm not clear on this either. I mean, Pasha Taras Kalas was, I mean, at least I understood over there, was like a metal Torah. So obviously it's not going to be a problem. So much the Kiddush over here is, I guess, it sounds like it was even it would be possible to have an Isra of a Taras Kalas even by a Bagot. But this Bagot wasn't Choshim enough to have an Isra of a Taras Kalas. Shmuel Amar Kabbal de Avla Tanan. Shmuel argues on Rebbe Avo's pshat. He says that the Mishnah, when it says kavul, it's referring, so the kavul, which is the hair covering, is mutar to go out even to Rishus Rabbah. The kavul over here, which it says is aser, is referring to kavul da avda, and that's mutar only in a chatzah. The Shmuel say that Kavul is going to be mutter. In Chatzar, for Mishmuel, Shmuel said, "Yetsa Eved b'chesim shebet savor." Avolay b'chesim shebet zus. So the Eved could go out with this seal around his neck, but not the one on his clothing, which sounds like that's also a period. Okay. So cash. So the kavul which the Mishnah is talking about. Is which is mutter to the chotzer is something which he has more of, but which the chazal asked for shesurabim is hod over the rabbi hod over the iul lenavshe. If the owner put it on him, so the chance of him taking it off. So, I'm sorry, I think I'm getting this wrong. Let me hold on a second. I sound like saying, I think the more it's asking the around, the more it's asking from the fact that he's permitting the Chosim Shevet Savoroi. So why is that? If kavul is usur, so why is it mutter to chesim shebet savora? The more answers, the one which he made, the one which was put on by his master, he's not going to take off. So he's not going to take off. There's no concern of he's allowed to wear even shesurab. Whereas if he would make it himself, so chazal only he put it on himself. So that would only be mutter in a chotzer, because even that the master knows about, but he's not. If he ever takes it off, yeah, he put it on, he took it off. So we'll permit it in a chotzer, not in Rishus Rav. I'm afraid he might take it off. But the one that the master, the owner put on, he's not going to touch it. So there's no problem of a chashash of trying to hide the sign. And that's the problem over here, that we're afraid that he might come to hide it, not to publicize that he's in heaven. Okay, more so like this. The ma'akin to the hodesh shmul the obed le rabbi. So if the case was that the master put it on, so then I don't understand what's the difference. Why is chosim shebet savori mutter, but chosim shebet tzusay am I loy? But by chosim shebet tzusay, why is that not going to be mutter? If the master put it there, he's not taking it off. You're telling me it's considered some form of attraction for the Eben, because that's why it's mutter around his neck, so it doesn't become any less of attraction if it's attached to the garment. So what's the problem? So Mar says, Dilma Mifsik, we're afraid that it's going to break off. And Umir says he's going to be scared. So the chosim is going to break off and fall and break. So now he's stuck. Can't put it back on. There's nothing to put back on. It broke. So he's going to be scared. Mir's going to be scared. So if it's on the garment, he'll sort of wrap, he'll fold over the garment in a way to cover the spot where the chosim was, that the master shouldn't see the chosim is missing. Because the garment is bunched up. So he'll fold up his garment. From Mokhislay Akase, he'll carry it on the shoulder. And what's wrong with that? So a person takes the talus and folds it up and puts it onto his shoulder, it's not considered wearing it anymore, now he's carrying it.
That's not talking about like what we do.
No, but the but So I guess in order to cover it over, he would like to like wrap it, to like fold it up and put it over the shoulder. So if you wear it like that, that's awesome. Which that wouldn't apply to the Choshen Shabbos Avora, so whatever happened, happened. He's no Eitzah. Whereas on the Beggar, there is an Eitzah, and that's where Faith will try and use his Eitzah. That'll be a problem. V'chiho, Damele Shmuel L'Rav Chinano Bar Shilo. He said the following. He said, "Kulu Rabbonim de Beresh Galusa." So the Talmidim of the Beresh Galusa, Lo Lifku Besarbali Chasimi. They shouldn't go out with their chasima on their garments, because they be makrid if they fell off, and they'd be afraid of this chashash that they might wrap them up. Fold them up. But you, they are not upset if you would go out without a chosim. They gave you your independence, they're not so upset about that. So you can go out wearing it. They cannot go out wearing it. So the symbol, the coat of arms, or the symbol that they have, would be a problem for the other ones. They sort of treat them as that with the semi-status of avodim, that they're makbid if it come off. Rashi,